Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about here on our live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Tally.
855-450-FREE. On Free Talk Live, we take your calls. We've been taking your calls for years. Go to archives.freetalklive.com. Get free archives going back for years. Free! Archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ramon in Florida. Ramon, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
What's going on, fellas? I originally called to touch on Peace of God, but I heard you guys talking to Tyrone and clarified it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
While I was waiting during the break, I was thinking to myself, and I kind of had a realization. Why is it that the United States waited until we had the quote-unquote first black president to invade Africa? Because, see, a lot of people seem not to know that Libya and Syria is both in Africa. They tend to look at the news, so they think it's some Arab country. But I don't know. Do you guys think it's weird that they waited to have the first black commander-in-chief before they invaded Africa?
Okay, first off, I think Syria is in the Middle East, but I certainly Libya is in Africa, and I don't know. I don't find it to be any particular difference. The United States has had troops on the ground in Africa for a long time, even sub-Saharan Africa. I don't think that particular fact matters.
Yeah, but I kind of think it's weird that they're doing it so, how can I put it, unconstitutionally, because maybe back then they would say, you know, They would come up.
Oh, yeah, this is crazy, man. No doubt about it. You're not going to get any argument here on Free Talk Live. Well, this is outrageous.
But it's no more crazy and outrageous than what white presidents have done in the past.
Really? Is there any time that a white president has gone... you know what? I don't care about race at all. Is there any time that any president prior to this has taken this up to the sort of the brink of war, backed off, said, well, I'll get a clarification from Congress, but if Congress doesn't go my way, I still have the power to go forward? Because that's a crazy position.
Haven't presidents, commanders in chief, wage military action without any congressional approval?
Thomas Jefferson, Tripoli, and you know that was against Africa.
So that's even more outrageous. At least Obama's trying to get some congressional approval. Not that I'm trying to defend Obama.
I'm not so sure if he's trying to get it or trying to put this show that he's trying to get it because like. In Libya, it was pretty obvious when he told Congress that he would go to NATO and let them know after they took the military action that the Congress doesn't really have say-so anymore. I don't know. I'm just wondering why is it that people care so much about Miley Cyrus twerking, but they don't care that the United States is going down the tube. Like, it really hurts, man, because I got a little one, and I look at her every day, and I just hope that people wake up because it's getting to the point where, you know, it seems that a lot of people are, but at the same time, whatever it is that's trying to bring down the United States is working really fast, man.
I can appreciate that, and I sympathize, but, I mean, it's a false dichotomy. You can talk about Miley Cyrus twerking like we did on Friday night.
It's not the twerking that bothers me. It was that tongue-sticking-out thing, because that was weird. Ramon, thank you for the call. 855-453.
But, you know, but speaking to his point, I certainly think that Obama isn't acting from many different presidents prior. Is that fair to say?
I would say it's not terribly different, but this is a kind of this particular situation is unique because he had no political momentum, attempted to do something, and then backed off, and then keeps on saying, yeah, well, I could do it anytime I wanted to, and... Yeah.
And that seems kind of unprecedented, you're saying?
It's just really handled poorly.
Yeah.
I don't think that the belief that they can do whatever they want is unprecedented. It's the kind of weird way it's gone about.
Well, my point with Obama was that he kind of captured, like, he got some people on board with this neocon agenda. So whether he's black or a progressive or a community organizer, he helped do that for the state power.
Let's go to Michael in St. Petersburg. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Question I have for you is, if you're in a relationship with someone that you've been with a long time that doesn't really, it's not really on board with all the ideas of liberty,
uh-huh.
What kind of things can you do for them to get them on board, especially if they flat out say, I hate politics because I tried talking to him about the war in Syria. I asked him to, you know, if he'll share the post I put on Facebook. He says, you know, I really am not into politics, Mike, so. And I was kind of talking about last year, I tried to plan a vacation around Porkfest. And, you know, he says, I'm not going to really like that and going to all those political events. I try to tell him it's not all political, you know? I mean, they've got people that, you know, do fun stuff. You know, they have the big gay dance party. They've got people smoking weed, you know, which we like to do too. So, I'm trying to make it as anti-political as I can. But I mean, what's the key? Is it just being patient and, you know,
I think that would be
married, Mark. So.
Well, I had a particular advantage. If you want to ask what I did with my wife, you know, how I dealt with the problem. First off, I assumed that she was not an idiot and that she had opinions in this area. She had opinions as opposed to being of the opinion that she had no opinion, you know, which is a kind of a different, you know, situation that you're dealing with, Mike, with your partner.
Yeah.
What term do you use? Is it a partner? Partner?
Partner.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I hate that term partner. It makes me crazy.
I think it's pretty easy to empathize with people who don't care about politics. I mean, honestly, none of us should care about politics. Now, the reason I read a lot of news and I'm free talking here, you know, with my opinions on it, but they do this stuff in my name, right? I mean, if they attack people in Syria, there's going to be a lot of Syrians that are going to not like the American people and assume that I'm one of them, right? So... but not that that's going to get somebody interested in these type of discussions.
You could make the clarification that there's a difference between politics and issues, that there's a difference between politics and morality and what's right and wrong.
Sure.
I wouldn't get on too high of a horse on it because, you know, wherever, you know, the louder you yell, the farther he's going to run from this particular issue.
Certainly, yeah.
But what I did with my wife was I kept asking, you know, I'd ask questions like, well, you know, this is my job. I've got to come up with a good solution for this particular problem. Can you put yourself in my shoes and help me come up with a good argument? And, you know, I don't mean argument, but you know what I mean. I mean argument in the sense that, you know, a good rhetorical stance. And she's very good at that and essentially argued herself into liberty because I kept asking questions. And, you know, that's what I did.
Well played.
Yeah.
Yes. I will never tell her I did that. Please don't let this get out of Porkfest.
Yeah, and we agree on a lot, but I think that just as far as social networks, I mean, Facebook is pretty useless because I shared all these different things that like are liberty oriented groups on Facebook and all the anti-war memes I could find. I was like, I posted eight. I was like, get two likes. A friend of mine post a picture of a couple of dessert snacks he picks up from Starbucks. He gets 14 likes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I can't stand that.
I can put one on my page of just my dinner that we you know, sourced from our garden. I put my wife made a dinner and it was almost entirely sourced from the garden, and our pigs. So it came from our property, and I got so many likes on this thing, it was crazy, and versus, you know, the normal stuff that I do, and you know what it's like. I'd say that the one answer for you, Mike, is that what you need to do is get him to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, do whatever kind of trade you've got to do to make that happen, and that'll have some kind of effect on him.
All right, I appreciate that.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Will in East Tennessee. Is this Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty?
Yeah, it is.
How you guys What's doing? On your mind, Will?
Can't complain.
I was listening to your previous callers and their discussion of Syria and the discussion of, you know, the hypocrisy in the discussion of weapons of mass destruction, and I would say that the precedent personally for this hypocrisy was set in the very first week of the Obama presidency.
Well, tell me how that tell me how that happened here in just a second, Will. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Share what your thoughts are on the Syrian situation or anything else. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business. LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14,1890. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,6971, $734.85 for a half ounce, or $367.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,6971, $734.85, and $367.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Tally.
855-453. And I've been talking for about a week now about a stock that I got into and a company that I'm very interested in. They have paid for advertising, but they have not paid for my my recommendation. Now, I need you to understand all investments have risk. Otherwise, you wouldn't even call it an investment anymore. It'd be something else. So this company, ForceFieldEnergy.com, when it has great management expertise, and you're really looking for that, and when you're looking to get into a particular company. And the reason is because they're in competition with other companies. If they're poorly managed, well, they're not going to do as well. They have a great market position, but that's only part of the solution. David Natin, who's the CEO over there, this is his second publicly traded company, and he's actually run five companies up to this point. And he's been in charge of the previous publicly traded company was Pharmanet. The stock price from Pharmanet in the 3 years that he ran it went from $9 a share to $63 a share, and revenue increased more than 10 times. That's great, and it's the kind of thing you look for. You want a company that has strong financial expertise and a management company that can raise capital and won't mortgage the company's future. This management company owns 25% of the stock. So you know they're interested in what the stock price does. They're compensated through stock, and they can't sell off their stock till 2014. That sets my mind at ease. I don't know about you. Anybody can go and purchase Forcefield Energy using their ticker symbol, FNRG, through your brokerage account, your Ameritrade, whatever it is that you're using. But if you want to get in on the private placement and get that $5.20 stock for $4 a share, you can do it by going to forcefieldenergy.com, clicking the Contact Us link. There's a telephone number there. There's an email address there. There's two email addresses there, actually. And you can get a hold of them. Either one of those email addresses is David Natin and Richard St. Julian. They're the chairman and the CEO of the company. They can handle it, and they'll take care of you. I'm in. Yep, there's risk, but I'm taking it with you. Forcefieldenergy.com. Let's go back to Will, calling in from East Tennessee. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, guys? I'm back.
Hey. Yep.
Well, I was saying that this hypocrisy in the Obama administration over chemical weapons started even before his own presidency, during the Cast Lead operation in Gaza in late 2008, after he'd already been elected, and early 2009, leading up to his inauguration. He had no statements of condemnation for the use of white phosphorus against civilian populations in Gaza. There were no no-fly zones threatened. There were no red lines. There was no discussion of it, as a matter of fact. He felt that it was inappropriate to discuss. And then when he got in office, he continued to feel that it was an issue that was inappropriate to discuss. So,
hey, can you tell me more about the white phosphorus being used in Gaza? Who used it?
The Israeli forces used white phosphorus in heavy civilian populations. Human Rights Watch and I believe Amnesty International both released studies in mid to late 2009 showing that Israel used a reckless abandon for civilian life in their usage of white phosphorus in heavily urban populated areas. And there were a lot of deaths that were caused by this white phosphorus because of that. And again, this is considered a chemical weapon and not a word.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's an issue with chemical weapons and it's something that we need to draw red lines in the sand about, then why are we not drawing these red lines all the time?
Yeah, and why are they so all fired interested in getting to World War III? I mean, Russia supports Syria, and if you don't get the UN Security Council's nod on this one, it could be terrible. Will, thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. I'm going to try going to Skype here. Jason, I hope you'll forgive me if I mess this one up. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, what's up? I wanted to comment on, you guys had a caller from last night. His name was Frank.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell if he was a prank caller or not, but assuming for the moment that what he was saying is true, he's really living in a fantasy land.
Okay, so we had this Frank could be the guy who called in from Madison, listening on the mic, 92.1.
Wisconsin?
Yeah, he was. He seemed very interested in... you know, that Ron Paul's a bad guy because he doesn't support single-payer health care or something like that. Was that the guy?
No, he was the one who was telling you guys to leave. But
he was the one who was calling in from South Carolina, who's basically like, I've listened to you guys for some time, and what the opinion I have come up with is, you whine about everything. Why don't you just leave?
Right, and I'm assuming he's coming from the old Republican point of view, God, apple pie, country, and all that.
It could
and for
be.
People, right, but assuming that he is coming from that point of view, I would just like to point out that, you know, there are things that you could do that could easily turn his world upside down. I mean, just hypothetically speaking, as a law enforcement officer, there are volumes of federal law that if I really wanted to, which I'm not that kind of person, but if I really, really wanted to, I could find things that would jam you up like no tomorrow.
Right.
And you would be spending, I mean, there's things you wouldn't even think about. Do you have prescription drugs in one of those little 7-day planner things? They're not in the container where the prescription is. That's a crime.
But jam one up, you're saying that essentially that a law enforcement officer can charge just about anybody with some kind of crime.
Absolutely. Right. And, you know, and everyone has their things that they hold dear. And whatever that may be, whether it's, you know, whatever, your right to use drugs or right to own guns or whatever, at some point in the country, that issue that you hold dear is threatened, or it constantly is threatened. So it's just a matter of time before whatever that guy values, you know, unless it's saying 5 pledges a night before he goes to bed in front of the flag, I guarantee you whatever he likes to do is threatened somewhere, or it will be threatened. And what type of view is he going to have then? What type of things are going to run through that guy's head? I mean, where is he going to, quote unquote, run off to?
Hey, Jason, did you say that you were are you a law enforcement officer?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a cop, a police chief nearby in Enfield, New Hampshire, and he said this quote. I kind of want to get your reaction. There's pretty much a law against everything. That's why police officers are given discretion.
Yeah, it's funny how they say that, because, I mean, that is true to a certain extent, but there was that Florida sheriff who recently, he just got arrested by the state.
Yep.
He was the sheriff of some county, I don't remember where.
I think it was Liberty County.
Funny name, but yeah, he let the guy go for carrying a gun without a carry license, and he said, no, that's unconstitutional. And look, he ended up getting a charge for letting the guy go.
Yeah, jailed.
Right. And, you know, anytime cops always go on about, oh, you know, the law and this, and, you know, you have to follow the law. Here's one that I always like to twist them up on, because I guarantee you, if you were to say this to a local or state cop, their heads would spin in disbelief. A state or local cop off duty cannot have a gun 1,000 feet from a public or private school unless they are licensed to possess or carry a firearm by that state. So when they're off duty thinking, I got a badge and a gun and you're 1,000 feet from a school, that's a 5-year federal felony. Now, no one ever gets jammed up on that, but you could.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts, and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our Youngevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Tally.
855-450-FREE. If you're interested in getting updates on Free Talk Live, you can go to updates.freetalklive.com. There we have, you have the option of getting in on email updates, which give you sort of the important stuff, stations we've added, awards we've won, things like that. But if you want to get the more granular updates, you can also get involved with Facebook, Twitter, Google+, whatever you want there at updates.freetalklive.com. Now, we held over Jared, who is a law enforcement officer, called in, wanted to give his opinion on a caller from last night suggesting that if we don't like Merck, get out. But, Tally, yeah, I had my finger poised to hang up on him, and you said to hold him over because you have a question. So let's bring Jared back. Jared, hey. There you go.
Yes.
Hey, Jared, thanks for staying on the line. I just wanted to talk about a little experience I had last night with some law enforcement professionals with the New Hampshire State Police. They had a DUI checkpoint, and so they probably had 10, 12 people out there. There were about 10 activists that were out there to let people know that there was a checkpoint ahead. I was driving around and taking as much video as possible of the law enforcement activities. So I got up close. Between, there was the road, and then about 30 feet away, let's say, maybe 40, there were utility poles. So I considered that all the right-of-way. I mean, obviously right next to the road is going to be the right-of-way, and so I was walking up. I was prohibited by a lieutenant with the state police from walking back the way I came. I was forced to cross the road by this lieutenant who called it herding sheep, and I had to actually walk closer to a house than where I was before I had to cross the street again to get back on the side of the road where my car was. He said that I was otherwise, if I walked back the way I came, I'd be walking on somebody's property. But can you talk to me about, like, right-of-way laws?
That's a state or local matter. I mean, I know a little bit about it, but no, a sidewalk's a right-of-way in a lot of states. If there's a water main underground, that's a right-of-way. A lot of pipelines, gas pipelines. I mean, that's a whole topic that if someone was really bored, they could go into. I'm not exactly sure what the New Hampshire laws are on that matter, but he could have been making that crap up. I mean, who knows?
I kind of got the impression he was making it up because I wasn't near any homes. I was, walking next to the road. I think that there is some certain distance that is the right of way.
I can tell you that in Rhode Island, where I grew up, I know because my father worked for the phone company, and he told me that at least there, state law was on a state road that the state owned about 52 feet of property from the double yellow line, and
I thought it was 25 feet, but all right.
Maybe I could be mistaken, but on local roads in Rhode Island, I know that it was 8 feet in, and when he used to dig lines for the cables, people would sometimes come out screaming at him, hey, that's my property, you can't dig there, and he would politely tell them, no, this isn't your property. Your property starts like 8 feet in or something, and, you know, they would threaten him, and he's like, look, you can call the police if you want, but this isn't your property. So, I mean, a lot of that stuff's very complicated. A lot of people don't know the ins and outs of it. But, I mean, I don't know, Jason. Was the cop being a bully to you, or was he just kind of trying to tell you what he honestly thought was correct? I mean, what kind of vibe did you get from him?
Well, I got the vibe that he was on a power trip, and I kind of called him out on it.
Well, there was a situation where activists were informing people that there was a DUI stop ahead, and so, you know, there was a lot of this isn't the kind of thing that the stateies are expecting. I warned the activists on this one that the Keene cops are used to them. The state cops are not. So
no, I mean, I go through Keene a few times a year, and I never see stateies. I very rarely see a statey unless you're on Interstate 93, actually. So I was kind of curious if they would freak out, because I'm sure they're not used to Ian and other people like him.
I think one activist got his car snatched. Is that right, Telly?
Yes, and didn't even have a camera, was arrested, and the car was towed away.
Yep. Everybody's lucky to get out with their teeth. Jared, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Jared.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bear. By the way, this is the kind of thing, among others, many different types of things happen with the Free State Project. If you're interested in getting involved in activism, whether that activism's sort of politically oriented activism or, you know, filming, outside the system activism, civil disobedience, whatever, you know, filming the cops, things like that, media. The Free State Project may be for you. It's an idea of moving 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state in order that they may have some kind of effect on the culture, the society, in which and make it so the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. If you're tired of the constant growth of government intrusion in your area, sign up now at freestateproject.org. Excuse me, that's freestateproject.org. Go to Barry in Idaho. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. The public school system, backed by the media in this country, has for years tried to convince the kids of this country, that students and the American public, that people in Africa became slaves in this country because they were taken from their country. When the fact of the matter is, whether people like it or not, that it was a legitimate business deal. They were bought and sold. They were sold by their own people.
Well, and how is that legitimate?
It was a legitimate business deal.
Explain that to me.
How is it legitimate?
How is it legitimate to sell a human being?
Legitimate speaks of legal.
How is it legitimate to sell one? I guess the people of Africa sold their own people.
Well, okay, some people sold some people, and the trip over from Africa to the United States, and frankly the Caribbean largely, was horrifying, and many people died because, you know, they would just pile folks in there. So,
that's another fallacy. If I buy some livestock, am I going to treat it badly? Some people do. A small number of people would. The overwhelming majority of people treated those slaves just like you treat fine livestock that you pay money to buy.
There is a lot of documentation that says that that is bull crap, Barry. I'm sorry.
Or mistreat them.
Barry, there's
treat You are livestock.
I understand that, Barry. That's how you look at livestock today. But if you go to third world countries, you'll see how livestock tends to be treated. And the United States wasn't that much different than third world countries today. And I have to say that there's a lot of documentation that slaves, white, black, and whatever, were beaten terribly. One interesting story that I was just relaying to a friend today was how a slave owner beat an infant for crying. And I mean, I can't even imagine what kind of person thinks that beating a 9-month-old infant is going to make it not cry anymore. But these are documented situations.
Because those people were the exception. Some people mistreat horses. Other people, the overwhelming majority of horse owners, treat their horses extremely well. And the overwhelming majority of slave owners treated their slaves extremely well. And I'm not saying that slavery was right. No person should be a slave. But if we're going to have history, it should be taught the way it really happened.
Well, let's have the history, Barry. Where do I find this history? Where do I find the history that says the overwhelming majority of slaves were treated well?
Okay, listen.
I'm asking you. I mean, that's...
I'm asking you. Do we not teach that the slaves were taken by a handful of people sailing into a country? It defies common sense that a handful of people can forcibly take people from their own country. They were sold. They weren't taken. They were sold.
Okay,
so right there was a lie.
If I can take a perspective of the individual, let's say one day I'm minding my own business, the next day I'm in this cage and some people would take me. So yes, I would consider myself taken from where I want to be.
Also, when you consider that hunter-gatherer societies have a very difficult time in keeping slaves, and that the slave arrangement in Africa was entirely different than the slave arrangement sold to traders, I think there's a difference. I understand that the terminology you're trying to get at, Barry, I got it, but there was a big difference between slavers there.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 8th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-953-2358. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-953-2358. 1-800-953-2358.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Vitamins, radiation, vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We might even talk about you during the break with the mics live. Well, you didn't hear it if you're on the radio stations, but if you happen to be listening on the streams, there are many streams, by the way. You can find them at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got a low bandwidth, mid bandwidth, high bandwidth stream there available. There are several other streams, some of them provided by the good folks over at the Genesis Communications Network and all these other sort of internet radio stations that carry us, and thanks to all of them. But they just got treated to a little salty language by yours truly during the break, talking about Barry calling in the last call. And I think his issue was about semantics, right? Like, he wasn't saying, slavery's great. He was just kind of trying to set the record straight.
Well, out the gate, he lost me because he said, it's legitimate because people from one country sold them to people from another country.
Think about, I don't like countries, I don't care about legitimate.
Think about it from the individual's perspective.
Yeah, I do think that it's really, there's a big difference between, say, being enslaved in, culture near yours, where, yeah, slavery was a way of life in West Africa, there's no doubt about it, but, you know, you'd be in the next community over, a few that, like that, and sometimes, you know, there'd be releases going back and that kind of thing. You're not going back home when you've been shipped across the seas by the Dutch. Let's talk to Eric. I'm not sure where Eric's calling in from. Listening on LRN.FM. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm just calling in and make a comment about the way where Callie was getting hassled.
Yes.
We're trying to use it. Basically, you know, the legal definition generally is called an easement. And
right.
Usually there's in each county, there's a register of deeds that will not, and they generally not only have the deeds, but they also have listings of all the easements and all the, you know, oil and gas leases and that type of thing. And I'm not saying an activist should have to do this, but if you know you're going to go to a specific area, you know, to hang out, if you could ahead of time look up what the actual easement is, you know, that way you'll be armed with information, and that way when the police try to hassle you, you say, well, you know, the easement here is 80 feet or whatever.
I think you're exactly right, and I asked, or the law enforcement professional asked me, do you know what the easements are around here? And I admitted I did not. I asked, do you? And the guy's like, no, I'm asking you. I'm like, well, you're the guy that's setting up your checkpoint right here, and I would expect you to know.
Well, he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to worry about it. They used to. The Stadies used to park in my driveway, in order to do their. Because my house had been. It wasn't a house. We built my house. The property had been unoccupied for decades. It was just a sort of camping property prior to that. And they used to park in the driveway and catch folks coming around the hill. And whoa, it's ticket time. Dun, 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 ticket. And they get them, and I, you know, I put a stop to that immediately. No, double no. I don't care if you think no, you cannot park here. And you know, chased them on out. There's plenty of other places for them to hide and give out tickets, and they certainly doesn't stop them. But fortunately, I haven't had any repercussions from that. Eric, anything else?
Well, just one other quick thing is the
yes, sir.
The easement is actually still your property. The easement is like a legal contract where they, you know, have a right to use it for their purposes. And you can still use it, but you can't interfere with if you're interfering with one of their purposes.
Okay. Does that also give the right of utility companies to put, like, power poles and telephone poles there?
Yeah, I mean, if there's an easement, and a lot of them even get special easements, you know, especially like gas. And oil pipelines, that's the kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So, I think it's a reasonable case to assume that because the power lines were there, Tally, I'm familiar with the road on which you were. I own a piece of property that is nearby and has some similar rules, and I'm pretty darn sure that guy was just dead wrong.
Yep.
So, anyway, Eric, thanks so much for the call.
Yeah.
Appreciate your expertise.
Yeah, thank you.
And, you know, that's one of the nice things about Free Talk Live is that when we're talking about a particular issue, folks who are listening do have expertise, and the idea that a person sitting behind a microphone is somehow an expert in everything, that they can defeat anyone's argument with half their brain tied behind their back or whatever, is ridiculous.
Right. I'm here to learn.
And that's the end of the story. Hopefully everybody's here to learn in life. And Free Talk Live isn't that show where we set up a week in advance what we're going to talk about. We say you can call in and talk about anything, so therefore it is completely impossible for me to be an expert on the subjects on which we're speaking. I can't research them ahead of time because I don't know. When I'm caught flat-footed and I'm wrong about a subject, I go off and I research it. But if it was 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, I might have forgotten that research. So, you know, you never know. That's why I encourage people, call in and correct us. If we've got something wrong, please call in. And a citation's nice. It helps. Let's go to Carson calling in from Ohio. Carson, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
So I just wanted to comment real quickly about the guy 2 callers back, the slavery guy.
Barry, from Idaho?
The guy that was pro-slavery or anti-slavery?
Well, nobody was pro-slavery.
Sure. I really think, real quick, his point, and he did a horrible job of making it, was that he just wanted the history of slavery, how the slaves got here, to be taught in what he saw, and what I happen to agree with him, is in a more accurate manner. And I really think he could have done a better job
of
just focusing on that one narrow aspect, and if I'm wrong, then I apologize to him. I have
right.
no idea who he is.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think that it bears pointing out that slavery was an institution that was beyond race for centuries, if not millennia, I think millennia, and that was a period of time when the United States was, and the rest of the world, was coming out of slavery. There were absolutely black people selling black people, you know, into slavery, and the slave trade, as it had become sort of industrialized, got to be really horrifying, and that white slavery disappeared in the United States before black slavery did, and white slavery was a different thing. There weren't any slaves for life that were white in the United States, whereas there were slaves for life that were black, and so that's a difference. But there were black slave owners, and that's kind of interesting. There were free blacks, and so it bears to just be factual as often as one can.
Yes. The thing I actually called in about was just something that occurred to me listening to the show tonight, talking about the Obama administration. And it occurred to me that there is one good thing, or at least one good thing, that I think has come out of the Obama administration, and it is the following. In 2008, if you asked me, what is your political philosophy, I would have said, I am a liberal Democrat. I am for Barack Obama. I believe he is going to change things. I campaigned for him. I was a volunteer for him. I lost my voice. I went out talking so often. But, and after seeing what he has done in 4.5, 5 years, I am completely, you know, I no longer call myself a liberal Democrat.
Wow.
And I
so what was the,
so
was there one thing that turned you, Carson, or was it a preponderance of things?
If I had to say one thing, I would say all the broken promises.
Okay.
He made, and I know that's kind of general. For me, it's just more so the fact that he has become so much worse than Bush is, because at least Bush never pretended to be anything other than what he is.
I've been wondering if
Obama ran. I was going to say, I
thought Obama might have that effect, right, where he's campaigning on hope and change. And so people vote for him, like yourself, and you discover, wait a minute, this is just George W. Bush in a mask.
This is even worse than George W. Bush. They're getting FISA awards in bunches of 5,000. How can you have probable cause for 5,000 American citizens? I mean,
well, we can't trust Bush, but can't we trust Obama with this information?
No. That's what I'm saying, is that this is one of the benefits, is that it's taken someone who, in general principle, does support FISA. I do believe that if you have a terrorist you're investigating, it behooves us not to tell the terrorist we're investigating them. That's kind of just common sense, but I also believe that you should have probable cause.
Thanks for the call, Carson. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, a Dutch mic. How does an additional 50% off all Pro-Marty drumsticks sound? Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Or how about this? $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $399. Playing it will make your soul swell like an angry ocean, and your spirit soar like the hunting falcon of an ancient Incan warrior king. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky, from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.